All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just want to thank you for all your many blessings, Lord, and allowing us to gather here and hear your word. Just thank you for the warm weather and your goodness to us and the moisture. Lord, I just ask that you bless each and every one of us and the brothers and sisters around the world. Be with them, Lord. Lord, I also pray for traveling mercies and gray bills and roars as they travel to the funeral. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Lee, we're in Matthew 11, correct? Verse 1. When Jesus had finished giving instructions to his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John, while imprisoned, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" John the Baptist had been put in jail for preaching, and he heard of Jesus preaching and sent his disciples to ask, is this the man who I was sent before to prepare the way for? And Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who does not take offense at me." As these men were going away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who wear soft clothing are in the king's palaces." Like verse 7 there, he asked the people, he said, what'd you go see? Just a reed just moved every which way by the wind? And no, they went out to see a strong man who stood for what he believed in, stood for the word of God, and he preached it and lived by it, and that's why they went out to see him. They wouldn't, if he would have been a weak man just tossed to and fro, he wouldn't, the people wouldn't have traveled to see him. "But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and the one who is more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah who has come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to the other children and say, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he is a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.'" See, the people of Israel, their biggest problem with John the Baptist and Jesus is they come and were teaching a better way. Why they couldn't accept it is because they didn't want a better way. They were content with what they had, and John came and didn't eat or drink, and he had a demon, and Jesus came and he did eat and drink, and they said he was gluttonous. They were looking for any little reason where they could just completely throw out anything that John the Baptist or Jesus had to say, and not listen to him. They didn't hear it because they didn't want to. They didn't have a thirst for something different. Just like if you have an opinion on something and you know 100% that you cannot be wrong, nobody's going to convince you otherwise, no matter what you say. You've got to be willing to take a little bit of instruction or criticism, and you've got to be able to step back and look and say, you know, does this criticism, does it apply to me? Do I need to really work on this? And if you can step back and look at that, you'll be a lot better off in life instead of just saying, no, I ain't listening to what they have to say. Verse 20. Then he began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles were done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if miracles had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Nevertheless, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted to heaven, will you? You will descend into Hades, for if the miracle has occurred in Sodom, which occurred in you, it would have remained to this day. Nevertheless, I say to you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Alrighty there. We kind of finished up that chapter. Jesus was calling to the people that were bogged down in sin and had a lot of burdens on their back, and coming saying, "There's a better way. Come to me, and I'll show you this. I'll show you this better way." Have any questions? All right. Do your memory work.
One time, Paul was helping Jesus. He was preaching, and some bad sinners got offended and put him into prison. Then he escaped one night.
John the Baptist got put in prison and he got beheaded.
We were supposed to find someone that got put in prison for what they believed, and I thought about St. Valentine. He was put in prison because he was marrying people when the king was made it illegal because he wanted to get men to put in his army, and having them married was making it difficult. Anyway, he was put in prison, and then he became friends with the jailer's daughter, which was blind, and at the end of the story that I read, he was taken to get killed. And then he was killed, and that day the story said that the jailer's daughter received her sight.
During the Civil War, there was a during, like in Virginia around the Shenandoah Valley, there was the Mennonites, they wanted the Union and the Confederacy wanted them to join the army, but they were non-resistant, and so they wouldn't, and some of them tried to run away, but many were caught and put into prison for that.
One of Jesus' disciples, Luke, was caught one time and hung in a tree, and he just remained faithful to the end, and just obeyed the Lord for all of his life.
In Acts 16, it talks about Paul and Silas. They got imprisoned, and I like that story because when they were in prison, they were singing and praising God. Even though things were hard, they went through it, and God brought them out of jail.
I remember there was a man that used to be part of our church in Mexico, and he went out and was preaching in cities far away, and one time he got arrested and taken into jail, and they threatened him, but he just stayed strong. But after that, he fell away, which is sad.
I really like the story about Stephen. He was a really good man. He was preaching, and then they took him and they stoned him. And I always shudder at the thought of that. Like, how would that be, you know, get stoned for doing something good? But I think it'd be almost like God would give you strength as you went through that moment. And like David has said before, you can die for Christ, but the really hard thing is just living to the end of your life for Christ.
I thought about Paul when he was arrested and sent to Rome. He lived on house arrest for 2 years, or I don't remember the exact time. But he couldn't see nobody. He had a soldier at all his doors, so he couldn't get out. No one could get in, and he used it that time to write letters and to the people around the world and give them encouragement. And then he was finally killed.
Stephen, he was preached the gospel to everybody, and he got caught preaching, and they sent him to stoned him. As he's getting stoned, he cried out and said, "Do I forgive them, for they know not what they do?" And he's just really faithful to it.
I had Moses. And I picked the Hebrews passage to read here about Moses. By faith, verse 24 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. And thought about how, you know, like many of us, especially the older brothers and sisters here, have left a lot for the Lord. And that in and of itself is a testimony to the world, and also it's a strength to be able to witness to people, and maybe not with words all the time. But Moses, he could have stayed behind in Egypt and had a really easy life, but he had faith in God, and he went and took up the responsibility of leading the children of Israel. And children of Israel didn't want to listen to him a lot of times, and I was just thinking about how hard that must have been, and how big of a responsibility that was. But he was meek enough and willing enough to just see that through and believe in God.
For next week, voice to, in verse 7, when Jesus said, ask if they went out into the wilderness to see a reed shaken by the wind. I want you boys to think of something this week that you could do different, or a time when you could have just been a reed shaken by the wind, but you decided to be an oak and stand strong and do the right thing regardless.